grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Ow! My heart just stopped! Ah, there it goes!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Afternoon, everybody. Scott Sherman in for Frank. Today, and if I don't screw it up too bad, tomorrow, everything's fine. Frank's on assignment. Right?
Yes.
That is correct.
Extended assignment this week.
That is the voice of Ian Geis, a.k.a. Eon the Peon, and Dan Strauss. I'm trying to get this nickname of yours to stick, HIPAA-compliant producer Dan Strauss. You can rest assured if you give him your medical records, they won't go anywhere except in the trash can.
On Facebook.
Then they...
Facebook.
Yeah. Instagram. Look at this. Oh my goodness. Wow.
To get anything to stick on this show, you just do it a few thousand times and there you go.
That's what sticks. We do.
Getting as much practice as I can. Appreciate the opportunity. 3 to 6 today, we'll have regularly scheduled guest Dr. Doug Pernikoff in hour number 2. Johnny Londov in hour number 2. And Mike Evans a little bit later in hour number 3. This here first hour, I'm excited about, not only because we get to talk about toilets, but we also get to talk in some depth, we're going to try, about this lawsuit that has gone further than I really thought it was going to go between super rock and roll iconic group Led Zeppelin and their most famous iconic song, Stairway to Heaven, and then this rock band that I guess I was supposed to have heard of. I consider myself sort of a music aficionado, and I don't know either the band, Spirit, sorry, didn't know them, Dan's looking at me, or their song. What's the song that supposedly?
Taurus.
Yeah. I think my mom is a Taurus. The song Taurus and the question of whether or not Led Zeppelin, of all bands, ripped off the band Spirit and took the beginning of that. A judge in California has said that thing can go to trial. So we'll talk about that. We'll do a little bit more celebrity legal stuff. Today's not the day we'll take phone calls with questions, but we'll do a little, they call it celebrity justice. But first, before we get going into that direction, I have to ask the members of the Large Morning Show here, Dan and Ian, do you have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
By the way, I got the Burke segment.
Yeah, it's the Burke segment. Frank's teacher, history teacher, right? I think at Waterloo High School was Mr.
Frank
Burke.
Frank Lloyd Burke, yeah. I believe.
And he used to start the class off with saying, does anyone have anything to say? And he would give them free rein to talk about anything at all they wanted for, what?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. As soon as that 15 minutes was over, down to business, get out your books.
And he went on to be a famous architect.
Yes.
No, I think that was Frank Lloyd.
Oh, right.
That was somebody else.
Man, I'm trying to get my Frank Lloyd straight.
Maybe I got that wrong.
I'm trying to get my Frank Lloyd straight. So I ask to both of you or either of you, do you have anything to say?
Yes, I do.
Dan Strauss, HIPAA-compliant producer, Dan Strauss.
Yes, thank you so much, Scott. I returned from our annual media reunion today, which is also known as the St. Louis Cardinals baseball luncheon. It's the media luncheon. Every year they put it on, and I was shocked to...
I'm laughing because this seems like the part of Caddyshack where they let the caddies swim in the pool
yes.
for 15
yes.
minutes.
It's very close to that.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's very close to
okay.
that. I was very shocked to hear that today was the 20th annual Cardinal Media Luncheon. And Dan Farrell got up. He's the director of marketing and everything for the Cardinals. He gets up, and I've known Dan forever and ever, and he was talking about it. And 1 year, the Cardinals didn't do it. They decided not to do a media luncheon, and everyone in the media went crazy and said, "Why? What are you doing? Why? What is going on? This is our yeah. only chance to get together and and catch up with everybody, because at some point in time, we've all worked together at some point
here.
Here or some other station. So it's a chance for everyone to get together and find out, hey, what your kids doing? Hey, what's this going? And all this other. So we had that today. And, man, they have a spread. Like, the food is unbelievable, because they talk to you about all the food and stuff that they have going.
That's why they were really upset. They're taking away free stuff. Right. Never take away free stuff from radio people.
There's no better food than free food at a sporting event.
Yes.
It's the best. Even a hot dog is like, oh, this is the best hot dog.
And they all get up. They all get up and they speak. Dan Farrell hands it off to the chef. Someone else will talk about Ballpark Village.
The chef. When I'm on,
Not that chef from the, Sesame Street.
Muppets.
Muppets.
The Muppets. And then John Mozeliak got up and he spoke for a little while, and then at the end he says, "Enjoy your free food."
Yeah, enjoy your free food, beggars. So, what was on the menu? Is there anything fantastic that sticks out? Because I'm sure this stuff is for sale. And the Cardinals didn't hand it out to the media people, so they wouldn't talk about
they want
the food.
Them to share.
Oh no, there's stuff. Everything there is all for sale at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. These little things. They were like, it was like a meatloaf cupcake. It was the size of a small cupcake. And it was a little meatloaf on the bottom, and on the top it had a scoop of mashed potatoes and some seasoning and stuff. Oh, that was tremendous. The meatballs were awesome.
Meatloaf cupcakes. Get your meatloaf cupcakes here.
Well, I need to find too. I heard new this year. I don't know what section of the stadium it is in, but I think it's called the Hill Cone or something, and it's an Italian. Was that there?
No, they didn't have
it
there.
Did they talk about it?
But they talked about it. Yeah.
It's an Italian bread ice cream cone, essentially, filled with meatballs and sauce, and sprinkled with Parmesan cheese on top.
I'm for all of this stuff. Yes. It sounds fantastic. Did you bring us anything back?
I did not.
It's okay.
No, I didn't.
Did you see anybody or talk to anybody that just jumped right out at you as a fantastic story for the year?
No, not really. Everybody just kind of, I saw Mark Close. I saw all the regular Guy Phillips. I saw, Mark Reardon. I saw not the Mark Reardon from Mark and Jason, different Mark Reardon.
Oh.
And we had all worked together, and Steve Buys and Randy Carricker and a bunch of other guys. So I saw all of them, and I will say hi to Guy Phillips, cause he said that he listens to us.
That's fantastic. Hello,
told
Guy.
Him that I pop him on every once in a while. And
say it like they say on his show. It's 3:21.
No, they don't.
They don't do that.
No,
no.
that's like NPR or something.
I thought that's the kind of music they played. But hi.
No.
Oh,
okay. No. No, right. But it's a big reunion, and that's what everybody does. We get together and everything. And
so that's it. Done mooching for the year, and they don't have to deal with you guys.
Yes.
Now they're expecting.
Pretty much,
They're expecting you to tell everyone to go down to the ballpark and get this great food and have a great time, right?
Yeah, have a good time down at the ballpark.
Next time it's $9 for the meatball cut.
Yes.
At least.
Only one freebie.
That's right.
At least
$9. Right. Mr. Geist, do you have anything to say?
I do. Thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.
I was reading online last night, and this one person was telling a story about how they just bought a house recently, and the toilet that came with the house was built with a bidet in it. It was a combination toilet bidet. And he was talking about how he, after he was done, he pressed the bidet button and nothing happened. And then all of a sudden, he tried to look in there to see what was going on. And then all of a sudden, the jet shot him in the face.
I got three Stooges.
Yes, very Three Stooges like.
Whoa, Larry the Cheese.
So, I've always heard about bidets, but I have never really understood how they work. I know they have some that attach to regular toilets, but then I know there is also a separate vestibule. Would that be a correct word? Maybe not.
Maybe vesicle.
Yeah, there you go. But there's also a separate appliance in the bathroom beside the toilet that is the
separate
bidet.
Separate thing. Another porcelain thing.
And,
it's not a water fountain.
I've never seen one in person. I've only seen them, you know, in pictures or on television.
I've seen one in person.
Have you?
Yes.
But I've never really understood how they work. And so that led me to start researching now. So the people that have the two separate things, you do your business on the toilet, and then I guess you hobble over to the bidet to begin the bidet process. But I didn't know, depending on which area you are trying to cleanse, that's the way you face.
Okay.
So sometimes you straddle the bidet, you go forward, but that would require, if you're wearing pants, you have to remove your pants then. So it sounds like I'm all for cleanliness in the bathroom, but this bidet thing, I've heard before, people go, oh man, once you try a bidet, you'll never want to go back the other way again. And so, but after hearing how much work this is, so, and then there are apparently two different ways where there are jets that do the process. It's supposed to be like, you know, a power wash.
This is the French way.
Yes, a power wash deal.
Yes.
And then afterwards, I guess you dab yourself dry with a towel. But then some instances, there's no jet, and the bidet is like a sink. Where you fill the bidet up with water, and then you use your hand to do the process. And so it blew my mind because I had never understood how it worked. And now that I know how it works, I don't know if I would ever want one. It just seems like a whole lot more because Frank and I have always talked. We are both wet wipe people.
Yes.
Once those have come out, I don't understand how anybody once these have been made. And are flushable and don't cause any plumbing issues, why you would ever go back to regular toilet paper.
My plumber told me, don't, regardless of how it's labeled as flushable, do not flush the wet wipes.
See, I've heard
because it
different...
could well clog. Now, if you have maybe the old clay cast iron or the old clay pipes, that could clog. It's because you get weeds and things that get into the pipes. And maybe with PVC pipe, there's more of a clean flow. But I was warned on my house, which is an older house, don't flush anything
I've
like
heard
that.
Different, yeah, I've
now,
heard
the history
both sides
on
of the story.
These things, they go back, what, to the 1750s or 60s in France, and they just didn't catch on in America.
No.
It's a lot of work.
You travel over into Europe, and pretty much every bathroom has a bidet in it.
Yeah, or if you've never traveled to Europe, every bathroom has a water fountain in it that you should never drink out of. But there's some theories about why this never caught on. One of them is it's French, and it's just it's French, so we're not interested.
Right, yeah.
The other is during World War II, that GIs that were overseas there saw them mainly in French brothels and thought, well, the kinds of folks that are needing this might not be something that we take home and adopt in our
homes.
They're
using it for different purposes that we're not doing it in our households.
And the third is kind of what you were saying about not only it being cumbersome, but in the bathroom, it's private, and usually you'll have the door locked, but it's also something where you want to just get out of there once the business is done as quickly as possible.
Yeah, the transferring to another a thing to sit on is tough. And then, yeah, for you to have to take off your pants to sit on it the right way.
And you said that the operative word for me while I'm out, the word straddle. Once you say straddle, I'm done. I'm not straddling anything that I'm going to have to endorse at that point.
And, yes, the using your hand part, I don't care. You know, I know you can wash your hands afterwards, but it just, I don't know.
Now, the Japanese, just, they seem to have come up with something that, because the
well,
wet
they have
part,
the holes in the ground.
They got
footholes. You see a foothole and a round hole. Yeah, and then, they, yeah, you just
they've
puddle
got
over.
Pipes, they've got jets, they've got dryers. If it's a one-shot deal like a car wash, I might give that a try, but at this stage, it can stay.
Yes.
Now, that isn't the only thing, Ian, that those of us, and Dan, that those of us here in America do things a little different than they do in Europe. And I really, to be honest, could care less what people in Europe think about us. I don't care what they think. But they do have some things that they do a little bit differently that at least we should bring up.
Yeah. There a lot of people. Well, the one I heard of the most is when, you know, people from Europe come over here, and especially with our television, watching the commercials of lawyers.
Oh.
That apparently is only an American thing, where lawyers advertise on television, where you know, come see me if you've been had asbestos, you know, all the different ways they
never have anybody like that on this station.
No.
But yeah, that does seem strange. Also, this, the portion of food sizes that I sort of started to notice that they started getting big when you supersize stuff, but now everything seems to be gigantic, and to people from overseas, the size of food is something that astounds them.
Tipping. I know tipping.
That, yes.
They come over here and they go, what? We have to, because tipping is not a thing over in Europe.
They don't tip because they don't tip over there. They say, well, everything included.
Built
why am
into the...
I responsible for paying the, supplementing the salary of this person when this is the price?
Yeah, there's a great scene in the movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds, I think, is in that. And when it's like an Applebee's type restaurant, they all, you know, follow all the servers and everything. And whenever they see a group of foreigners come in, they all try to pass it off to whoever, because they know they will not be getting a tip at the end of it.
And apparently also the way we talk to one another, whether it's at a store or not. People in the United States were very friendly. How are you doing? Well, people in Europe take that quite literally. That's just sort of our way of just sort of saying hello. And for them, oh, well, you know, my sciatic is starting to act up, and I have bunions, and my mom is in the hospital sick, and they give you like a whole medical history, because as Dan would never disclose because he's HIPAA compliant,
right. Yes.
The Europeans, they don't have that. They'll just tell you. They think you mean that literally. Now, another complaint they have involving toilets is, one, the toilet is too low to the ground. I guess that makes some sense. I don't know why we don't have urinals in our house. That's something I would like.
Yeah.
I would like to have that. But also, they claim there's too much water in the bowl. But knowing the size of food that we have, I think the water
yes,
level
goes back to the portion size.
Is just right. Now, as far as you said about the advertising and the lawyer advertising in particular, can you give me an example?
Yes.
This is not Joel Clark.
No, this is not Joel Clark.
A job until my boss accused me of stealing. I better call Saul.
I was out partying, minding my own business.
You are under arrest.
I'd better call Saul.
Hi, I'm Saul Goodman. Did you know that you have rights? Constitution says you do, and so do I. I believe that until proven guilty, every man, woman, and child in this country is innocent. And that's why I fight for you, Albuquerque.
Better call Saul.
Outstanding. All right. Well, you know, Europeans, they're always judging us. The one thing they do say that I not only see as strictly or uniquely American, but also that I endorse is treating pets like people. I don't care what Cesar Millan said. He's a great guy. But I want to treat the pets, including the two puppies, as though not only they know what I'm talking about, but they have skills of rational thinking and cognitive deduction that they probably don't have. It just makes it more fun.
Yeah. I know people that don't know as much as pets do.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
America,
thank
the
you.
Beautiful.
And one final one.
And
the advertising for medications. That is apparently is only an American thing, where, you know, it's always at the end, ask your doctor about fill in the blank. Well, shouldn't the doctor be the one telling you what would be the best option?
If you have nightmares and you have thoughts of murder, suicide,
yes.
arson, contact your physician. So all that, very good. And thank you for sharing that. Gentlemen, I think we will then close the book or the door, the vault on that Burke segment.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take ourselves. Well, we got to go to Tim Weiland.
Yes, we
Look at that. I'm starting to catch up.
Yeah. Tim Weiland is standing by.
Hi there, Franco Pinion, taking a day off. Thanks to Scott Sherman for sitting in today. But I still am here through the magic of digital recording technology to remind you that I'd love for you to consider changing where you do your banking. Unless you're a First Community Credit Union member, then for goodness sakes, of course, don't change. Stay right where you are. We have you right where we want you, and I'm sure where you want to be, and you're glad you are. Because the people I talk to who do change where they do their banking, which they didn't think would be a big deal, and how much difference could there be? Well, wait till you change. Wait till you become a member, and you'll see. You'll see. You'll see that the rates are competitive, the people are wonderful, and the stability and security is there because it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 42 locations, and I'm inviting you to join us and do all your banking there. It's not that big a deal. It's just not. You go to your bank, you close your accounts, and you come in and you open new accounts at First Community. And boy, will they welcome you and be glad to have you. And you'll be glad you did it. Fresh popcorn at all locations. It's really good popcorn, and it's free to the members. And even if you're not a member and you're thinking about it, tell them we said it was okay to have some. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Morning show in the afternoon. Scott Sherman in for Frank. Thank you for letting me sit in. That song on a show that I was fired from not recently, not too long ago, meant that it was time to talk about legal issues that impact famous and or infamous people. We called it celebrity justice. We may as well just use the great Joe Walsh song to go for it. Does anybody watch the show or heard of the show Sister Wives?
No.
I've seen, like, one episode. I think my wife was watching it for a while.
It's one of these terrible reality shows
yes.
about a guy whose name's Cody Brown. And Cody Brown's got four wives, but he's not really married to all of them. He's married to one of them, and then the other one's, I guess he gets to do
agreement.
Marital yeah. things with.
Yes.
So there was some talk a few years ago that Cody Brown was going to be prosecuted in his home state of Utah for a old statute called polygamy, which means unlawfully married or bigamy, unlawfully married to more than one person. But he wasn't married to more than one person. He was only married to the very first wife that he had. Her name in that instance is Mary, M-E-R-I, which is exactly how you spell Mary. I mean, how do you screw up two letters in a four-letter name? But then he acquired Janelle and Christine, and then Robin in 93, 94, and 2010, as I guess he decided to get more involved in his faith. So this lawsuit was brought by Cody Brown and these sister wives to hold this Utah bigamy law unconstitutional as a violation of their privacy and their right under the Constitution, supposedly, to be married. And that went through court channels, and the judge in that case ruled in favor of Cody Brown. Subsequent to that, the prosecutor in the county in Utah, where this was potentially pending, said, we're not going to charge this guy or anybody unless they're abusing or there's evidence of abuse or coercion in these relationships. We'll never do that. So up on appeal, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers the state of Utah as well as the state of Colorado, Nevada, some others said, we're kicking it out as moot. So Cody Brown, who moved to Nevada, and then divorced Mary, but she still lives with him as a sister wife, then married, of course, guess who he married?
Robin.
That is correct. The hottest, youngest one.
I just guessed.
He might be a weird guy, but he's still a guy. Mm-hmm. He married the youngest one, and the other three are there. Anybody want to take a crack at how many children these people have together?
I would guess like 10.
I'll say 15.
It's 18.
Ooh.
So congratulations to them. It's just legalized cheating. It's all it is. And of course, there aren't any brother husbands There are always just sister wives. Anybody watch Dora the Explorer?
I used to with my daughter a long time ago. I haven't watched it in a while.
I'm sure
Swiper, no swiping. Swiper, no swiping.
Ian, as your young son gets old enough, I think...
I'm sure that will be, I don't know.
That'll be Archie,
yes,
guys.
Yes.
He will watch this. There's a lawsuit. It does not involve Dora, but it involves one of the classmates of the gal who's voiced Dora for several years. That person that voices Dora, her name is Fatima Pacek. And apparently she goes to some very fancy private school in Manhattan called the Manhattan Avenues World School.
Mm.
Now, she and a classmate identified in the lawsuit only as MS because she is a minor, and we wouldn't want her to be exposed.
How old is Fatima?
Fatima, I believe, is 14.
And she voices Dora?
She voices Dora.
Wow.
She got in trouble at school for vaping. Now, vaping is the smoking, the cigarette that isn't a cigarette. It's an e-cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently MS, who's not Fatima, got expelled from this school while Fatima was allowed to stay at the school. And the expelled girl's parents, whose names are Nadia Leonoli and Frederick Sundwall, are suing the school to have either their daughter put back in or to get their money back.
Also, oh.
And as Fatima, or a.k.a. Dora, might say...
We did it! We did it! We did it! Yay!
Yeah, we vaped. We did it. All right, moving right along to sort of our highlight topic of the celebrity justice. Led Zeppelin, one of my favorite bands. It may be the greatest rock and roll band of all time. Maybe the greatest rock and roll song of all time. It's certainly one of my favorites, and it's always on that list, Stairway to Heaven. They've sold 200, 300 million albums of their 9 albums. Six of those went to number one. All 9 were in the top 10. They're just legendary rock and rollers. And then they get sued 45 years after the release of Stairway to Heaven by the estate of a fella's estate who passed away, but who led the band Spirit. His name was Gary. Well, it was Randy California. His original name was Randy Wolf, and he started a band called Spirit in 1967. Dan, you've heard of them?
Yes, I have.
And they were good.
Mm-hmm.
They predate Led Zeppelin. In fact, the allegations in the lawsuit and this judge that's letting this go to trial said that Led Zeppelin not only knew about them, but might well have opened for them a couple of times in the late 1960s. Of course, much like the people in the 1960s, none of the members of Led Zeppelin that are still alive remember opening up for Spirit, but such is life. Stairway to Heaven, written in 1971. And this alleged infiltration, this alleged copyright infringement of a song that they wrote, that Spirit wrote before that, called Taurus. And what we're going to do for you is play a little bit of Stairway to Heaven and a little bit of Taurus. We're going to let you listen and decide. I'm going to tell you what this judge said. So, one of the greatest songs ever written and performed, we give you Stairway to Heaven. How great does that sound?
Yes.
Turn the lights off, get a bong. The second, that's written in 1971. The second song that we're going to play for you is the song Taurus, written and performed before 1971. A dispute about whether it was 1967 or 1969, we'll explain later. But here is Taurus by the band Spirit. Now, At first, when I heard about this lawsuit, I just sort of dismissed it out of hand. Now, when I hear that those two things, they sound pretty similar. Now, Dan Strauss, you are a musician.
Yeah, they're similar.
Similar.
Yes, they are.
There were several arguments in this case, and the judge didn't decide this case yet. He just allowed it to go to a jury trial. It's out in California, pending right now. This came out like last week. And there were several arguments, including whether or not Randy California wrote this song after he had signed a contract with the record company. And if anybody has been watching vinyl, and I hope you have, all your rights are gone. Or whether he wrote it before. He's leaning on the side that it was written and performed for Randy California's girlfriend that he then married in 1967 and not in 1969 or after when he signed the contract. So it's not what's called a work for hire, meaning owned by the record company. However,
and there's always a however in life.
He doesn't own 100% of it, even if it is something that's copyrightable, because he was only sort of the equitable owner and the legal owner was the record company because they put it out later. So they cut him by 50%. Mm. The question on the table is, did Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, write Stairway to Heaven, A, knowing that Taurus was out there and that four-chord progression, is that not what it's called, Dan?
Yeah.
The four-chord progression that you hear at the beginning was something so cool that they took it and didn't credit this guy. Or is it, as the experts for Led Zeppelin have contended, it's really common to have a four-chord progression in any kind of musical composition, and it's really not stealing. They did it, and it turned out by accident.
It is common to have a four-chord progression like that, but when you listen to both of them, there are Led Zeppelin made some subtle minor changes to that, but it's basically the same thing. So I would say Led Zeppelin stole that.
Assuming that Randy California owned that, and he's dead. He did not want to pursue this. And there's a question of ambiguity about whether or not he relinquished those rights. This is being taken up by his estate after not only he died, but his mom died 40 years later. And how could it be 40 years later? Because Led Zeppelin reissued a remastered version of Stairway to Heaven in a new box set that came out. And so that re-triggered the statute of limitations. Mm-hmm. But they're looking to go back all these years. Now, there's a question of substantial similarity. That's sort of the test. I'm going to let the experts decide that. But let's play real quick a complete ripoff of a song that went to trial and got a $7 million verdict when Pharrell and Robin Thicke did this to Marvin Gaye's Gotta Give It Up.
Everybody get up.
All right, it's enough of that horrible song. All right, let's play the Marvin Gaye song, and I'll tell you the legal standard on that. It's the same song.
Yeah. Basically.
Substantial, striking similarity. So substantial similarity is an infringement. That ripoff is striking similarity. You don't need experts. You just need to listen. $7 million hit that Pharrell, who I like, and Robin Thicke, they didn't really care about, did to the great Marvin Gaye. So, be that as it may, this case is going to trial over the issue of copyright, and it becomes really important for all of you artists out there. Of course, I know the Southside Johnny Band would never make this mistake.
No. Mm.
Get your musical composition and lyric sheet and the way you've got the sheet music all copyrighted, filed properly with the Copyright Office, and enforce it. Because if you don't enforce it, even if you own it, like Randy California 40 years later, you might get nothing, even if the greatest rock band in the world, with the greatest rock song in the world, stole your song in the early 1970s. And so,
wow, wowzers!
Hey Frank, here. There was a song from the 60s. It went like this. I'll do the musical part too. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck, getting dirt and gritty. We're going to have that pretty soon. Hot town, summer in the city. But the back of your neck shouldn't be dirty and gritty if you're in the house, because your air conditioning should be working. If it's not, you know who to call. Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. And by the way, we're not that far from that hot weather, because we had a pretty mild winter. So who knows? Maybe we'll have a really hot summer. Bring it on. You don't care if your heating and cooling system is working the way it should. And if it's not, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Here's who is, let's see, what would the proper word be? You are eligible, I guess, to be a customer of Matheny Heating and Cooling if you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties. Either county, any part of the county. Now, don't worry about what you have. Well, my system is so old, I bet they don't work on it. Yes, they do. My system is brand new. I wonder if they know that technology. Yes, they do. Doesn't matter about the type either. You can be a business. You can be a home. 74 years, you're not too big or too small. And they're never going to be too big to treat you like you're the first customer they ever had. That's the way they work. You'll never again need to call anybody else or want to. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News. I'm Scott Goldberg. For the first time, U.S. health officials are confirming a link between the mosquito-borne Zika virus and a defect that causes babies to be born with tiny heads. The details from ABC's Mark Remillard.
In no uncertain terms, the CDC now says,
it is now clear, the CDC has concluded, that Zika does cause microcephaly.
CDC Director Tom Frieden says a collaborative study with pregnancy and fetal health experts, as well as experts in mosquito-borne diseases, has made that determination.
Never before have we seen an illness spread by mosquitoes linked to a birth defect.
Frieden says they still have a lot more questions to answer about Zika virus, including whether microcephaly is one of a range of birth defects that could be associated with the disease. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The House passed a measure moving $600 million into Zika research, but the Obama administration has requested nearly $2 billion. Spokesman Josh Earnest accuses Congress of handing out umbrellas to get ready for a hurricane. In Ohio, a father who kidnapped his own son, then raised him under a false identity, is headed to prison.
I accept full responsibility for everything I did.
Bobby Hernandez speaking at his sentencing. Prosecutors say Hernandez took his son Julian from his mother in Alabama in 2002, renamed him Jonathan, and raised him for 13 years in three states. It wasn't until Jonathan met his high school guidance counselor to apply for college that he realized he had a fake Social Security number. Bobby Hernandez pleading guilty to 14 counts, including kidnapping and tampering with records.
Julian was always the most important person in my life, too.
He can appeal the four-year sentence within 30 days. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
A scathing report by a task force in Chicago says the police department has a, quote, racist track record going back years. Today, the city council unanimously approved a new police superintendent. The Senate in South Carolina is now proposing a bill limiting bathroom options for transgender people. It's similar to the law in North Carolina, receiving so much backlash. Ringo Starr announced today he's canceling a concert. The Dow gained 187 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Call today and save thousands. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
This is KTRS News. I'm Colin Jeffrey, and here's what's happening. C. Sharp is a rapper and activist who grew up in North St. Louis County. He's working this year to get people to become more involved in their community, politically and socially. C. Sharp says people have to not only register to vote, but get out and actually cast a ballot.
People have to see the process work, you know, just like Barack Obama. People want to see the first black president, so they put themselves in position to make that happen.
He's leading a group called U-Turn 2016 that he hopes will increase voter turnout, civic responsibility, and community involvement. Healthcare costs are on the rise in Missouri, but state senators trimmed $28 million from Medicaid this week. Senator Jill Shupp argued the state should actually be increasing funding for the program.
Making less than $5,000 a year for a family of four, I would suggest that it is incumbent upon our government to help them raise themselves out of poverty.
Climbing drug prices are the largest contributor to the overall increase in health care costs. And military installations in Arizona, Florida, Missouri, and Texas are under consideration to be the home base for the first Air Force Reserve Squadron that will fly the new F-35A fighter. An Air Force statement released yesterday says candidates include Whitman Air Force Base in Missouri. Now it's time for the Money Talk Closing Market Report with host Bob Hardcastle, sponsored today by Cutis Funeral Homes. How'd we end the day, Bob?
Hey, we had another up day. I like them like this. The Dow was up 187 points, 17,903. NASDAQ up 73 points, 4,947. And the S&P 500 was up 20 at 2,084. On the other hand, we were mixed again in the metals markets. Gold was down again. It was down 13 bucks today, 1,242.70. Silver was off, actually was up 4 cents, $16.22. Platinum was down a buck, $999. And crude oil was off 57 cents at $41.60, holding above 40 bucks. And here's my thought for the day. Chinese-made goods are now only 4% cheaper than American-made ones. Well, why are we buying it overseas? Well, we'll talk about that much more Sunday morning on Money Talk, so join me, won't you? Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Money Talk. I'm Bob Hardcastle.
In KTRS Sports, Mike Leake is hoping for a better outing when he pitches for the Cardinals tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers. Leake didn't escape the fifth inning in his first start of the season. It's a 7:15 first pitch at Busch tonight. And the Blues host the Blackhawks tonight for the first game in the playoff series between the two teams. It's an 8:30 face-off. This sports report brought to you by American Eagle Credit Union, locally owned and proud to serve your family, your business, and your community. KTRS Time Saver Traffic.
Meet me.
Let's check in with Tim Weiland. He's got your Vincent Mortgage Traffic Report. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, Colin. Can I give a let's go blues? Let's go blues! Hey, this accident on northbound 61 at Highway P is causing a backup now that goes a little bit south of Highway 70. It's also causing a backup on Highway A trying to get on to Highway 61. Now we're looking at eastbound 40 drivers, heavy still from Timberlake Manor through Mason, but it has thinned out between 170 and Big Bend. On southbound 141, we're slowing now from Big Bend down through Highway 44. We're a little bit heavy, though, also from Fiedler Lane down through 21. We're eastbound 44 drivers are slowing west of Grand to Highway 55, and westbound 44 drivers are slowing at Grand out through Hampton. And this traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Are you feeling short-staffed? Account Temps can provide temporary accounting and finance professionals to help with increased workloads. Call them today or visit accounttemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And the KTRS forecast, we'll see the pleasant weather continue through the evening, clear skies and an overnight low of 42. Tomorrow, lots of sun. The warming trend continues. We should be all the way up to 70 for the high. 64 degrees here at the Big 550 in Westport from the Window World Studios. I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
The weather is brought to you by Inland Marine. You get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine and Barnhart.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS. KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Wednesday. That means you can enjoy an extra large 20-inch one-topping pizza and hot, cheesy garlic bread for $17.50 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. It's the pizza and garlic cheese bread special every Wednesday at Stefanina's.
Everybody likes to get a great deal when making a purchase. And right now, Amazing Siding has a great deal for you just in time for spring. If you call Amazing Siding right now, you can get some of the strongest manufacturer rebates of the year on windows and siding for your home. Amazing Siding is offering a $3,500 manufacturer rebate on a whole house of Amazing Plank acrylic siding. And if it's windows you need, how about a manufacturer's rebate of up to $2,100 on Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows and $1,000 on Infinity Fiberglass Doors? Amazing Siding will even throw in an additional 10% labor savings on top of all those great rebates. Call now to get 18 months, no interest, no money down, and zero payments for a full year and a half. Unreal rebates, labor savings, and 18 months financing. Now that's a deal you can't pass up. Call Amazing Siding today at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. Or online at AmazingSDL.com.
Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. See store for details.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you of your life, you gotta be there.
RVs are hot, and everybody wants to be an RV dealer. Salesmen pushing hardware down the fast lane because they are in a hurry. But what's the rush? With an RV, we should be cruising down the slow lane, enjoying the ride. It's important to pick the right RV to match your wants and dreams. Byerly offers over 25 brands to fit almost any budget. We are Byerly, the center of the RV world.
For the rest of your life.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Aaron and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you, 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
How would you like to experience the peace of mind from not having to worry about the daily burden of treating your type 2 diabetes? Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study investigating a treatment delivery system that does not require needles or pills for individuals with type 2 diabetes. This study will evaluate the safety and tolerability of an investigational delivery system that will slowly release a drug called exenatide, also known as Byetta, which has already been approved in many countries for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. Potential study candidates are between 18 and 80 years of age and are on a stable dose of liraglutide, also known as Victoza, along with metformin, also known as Glucophage, Fortamet, Glumetza, or Riomet. Qualified study participants will receive all study-related medical procedures and investigational product at no cost, and compensation may be available for study-related time and travel. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidacare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidacare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry and light solution to pain. The Lidacare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion. I think I've told you many, many times, as a father of three and at one time having, five drivers at home, we've been to Schaefer Auto Body. I want to say more than the average. I think the average family makes several trips, hopefully to Schaefer, because things happen. Teenage drivers bump into things. In our case, deer either bump into us or we bump into them out where I live, and we know exactly where to go, Schaefer. And that's where I want you to know to go and to tell your insurance company that that's where you want your vehicle to go, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. When they started with us some 15, 16 years ago, there were 3 locations. Now there are 10. You know why? Because people tell other people. And then those people say, hey, we want a Schaefer where we are. Put one here. Put one here. They did. Now there are 10, with one even as far away as Columbia, Missouri. And each location is as good as the other because they only settle for one type work, perfection. When you get the vehicle back, it will be like the accident never happened. They are really good at what they do. So why would you settle for something less? Because you're paying the deductible anyway, and the insurance covers the rest. Get it done right. By the way, that's what the insurance company wants, too. They want it done right. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can find their locations at SchaeferAutobody.com.
How much is that doggy in the window?
It is Wednesday, it's 4 o'clock, and it's time to talk to this town's favorite veterinarian and the official vet of the large morning show in the afternoon, brought to you by LaCleague Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-2456, so you can download their app, STL Taxi. Welcome back to his regular spot on the large morning show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 how is everybody today?
Outstanding, great. Dr. Doug. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Look at that. Your calls for Dr. Doug, ladies and gentlemen, 314-969-5877, 888-550-5877, or star KTRS. Before we go to the phones, and we will go to the phones in just a minute, Dr. Doug,
yes.
I don't know if you saw the story about Caesar Milan, who is responsible for me buying puppies because I went and saw him and he guilted me into it, that he was there was an investigation of him and his canine behavioral center for the alleged abuse or misuse of a pig in the training of one of his dogs.
You know, I didn't see that, but that'll be interesting for me to pursue.
It was. I can tell you that Caesar Milan has been cleared of all charges.
Good, good. I think he does more good than hopefully any bad. He might. I hope he doesn't do any bad. But
now they said that the dog was a Boston Terrier got loose and by accident bit the ear of a pig. Seeing as though when pigs are killed and then their ears are used for chew toys, it doesn't seem like you could ever really abuse a pig. Does it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, didn't Mike Tyson chew off the ear of Holyfield?
That's Dr. Doug is America's favorite villain.
We have to put this in perspective.
That is right. Cleared of all charges is Cesar Millan by the L.A. County.
Good.
So wonderful. Now we can move on to phone calls, and we've got them loaded up here. Mick, on line one, you're on with Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, I've got an old Basset Hound, very good dog. He was a rescue dog, but he eats poop, and I cannot get him to stop eating poop. Got any tips for that?
Yeah, there are a number of products out there. The one, I'm trying to remember, I'm losing my mind. Oh, we call it Forbid, F-O-R-B-I-D. Your veterinarian may carry it, and you put it into their food, and it deters them from eating poop out in the yard.
Okay.
And it's really a simple process. So I think it's once a day for maybe up to 30 days. But talk to your veterinarian again about Forbid. And if you can't get it there, give us a buzz. I know we keep it in stock.
Okay, great. Thank
you. That might be your simplest solution.
All right.
And there you go. Mick, call the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Center. That's Dr. Doug's vet clinic.
Yes.
Jim is on the line. Jim, you're on with Dr. Doug.
Well, good afternoon, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I personally don't have a problem that my sister has with her dog.
Okay.
She's got this little dog, and she can't take it anywhere in an automobile. As soon as she gets her keys and goes to her car, it's standing there shaking its head like it don't want to go. She puts it in the car to go to the whatever, vet or groomer, it'll vomit.
Okay.
She's getting ready to move to Florida. I said, how the heck are you going to get this dog to Florida?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you, but it sounds like it's nervous in the car, and it will vomit if it gets in the car, or even she shakes the keys and looks like she's going with it. Now, does it have any problems if it stays home by itself, or is it only when?
No.
Okay.
It's house trained and everything. It's approximately a year old now.
Yes.
But it does not like automobiles. It won't even sit in the car when it's not moving.
So one way to do that.
It whines and cries.
Here's what I would suggest to her. I would say that you can start with either a little Dramamine, and your vet can give you a dose, or a little Benadryl. And there are other drugs that can be useful, but those two are simple, cheap, and safe. And what you can do is give those about a half hour, 45 minutes before you get in the car and sit there and just keep the motor running and watch, you know, listen to some music and keep it calm and don't go anywhere. And then each time you do that, you get a little bit braver, you start to move, and you start to lose, you know, short distances, and let the dog get just real comfortable that this is not a negative thing. Lots of love in the car, and just make it kind of a playful, fun thing, and let her be secure. And I think if you do that over time, you'll be able to get through the behavioral fear, okay?
And he said that she's moving to Florida, right, Jim?
Yes, sir.
And she got a long
it's only a little 4 or 5 pound Bichon. How much should she give him?
Well, again, I usually let the vets do their own dosing. So since I'm not your veterinarian, I wouldn't want to do anything and say anything that would be wrong. So let your just tell your vet that you'd like to get a dosing for travel, and either for Benadryl or for the Dramamine, and they can get you one real easily. Okay.
All right. And another thing, I should be maybe a veterinarian because I told her the exact same thing you just said, except I didn't.
Buy my practice, and I'll work. I'll relax.
Take you to the bank. Go to the First Community Credit Union and get a loan and Dr. Doug's practice.
That's right.
There you go. All right, Glenn, you're next. You're on with Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Good morning, Dr. Doug. I'm AM and the PM.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
All right. I've got a Yorkie that's about 2 or 3 years old.
Okay.
And we've been taking her to the vet for a skin condition.
Okay.
And they don't have Epoquil.
Yes.
Isn't that what you suggested a long time ago, a few times?
Yeah, it's a great drug. It's hard to get.
They said the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, they gave her prednisone for the scratching.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the only product to use. Your veterinarian should have other options.
To make a long story short, the prednisone created diabetes, and now we have to give her insulin shots.
Yeah, that's one thing we don't try and do. But, there's still some other antihistamines you can try in concert with something like Apoquil. I think, let me just check and see if we have that in stock, but it's really difficult to keep it in stock. And your dog was how big?
She's less than 10 pounds.
Okay, hold on for just a second.
Time's up.
Oh, here we go.
Look at this. This is on.
Is this amazing?
Service.
We are checking for you as we speak.
Oh, look at that. That's fantastic.
But I would still talk to your vet. There's also sometimes it's good to consider food trials, and we do have that dosing for you if you wanted to. Again, I don't want to take anything away from your veterinarian, but we do have that here. Okay?
I sincerely appreciate it.
But, of course, Glenn, if you don't like your vet, Clarkson Wilson Veterinarian Clinic.
No, that's a little bit of a ride. Trouble if you say that.
Only if you don't like your vet. Yeah. That's for everyone. Greatest vet in the world. Dr. Doug, you have another call. Here is Marilyn. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM and PM.
How are you?
I'm okay. I had two miniature dachshunds, both of them 5 years old. They were litter mates. My little girl got run over Sunday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So now I just have one, and he's very, very sad. I mean, he's as sad as I am about it, but I would like to get another one, soon.
Sure.
But I'm asking, should I get a puppy, or should I see if I can find maybe an older one and, see if he gets along with her, or
so
what should I do?
The male that survived. It's
the male survived.
Okay, yeah. So, as well as I do, I've had a bunch of dachshunds myself. I still have one, but they can be kind of persnickety about accepting animals back in the house, and I can't tell you which animal is going to work best, but it might be a spayed female that's, mature at least, or sometimes babies are even better adopted to an adult female. Sometimes they'll accept that even easier, and they kind of set the rules, but at least they'll transition together. So I think either one could work. You just have to guide it. I'd probably stay away from another male.
Well, no, I wasn't going to get a male. I did find a 2-year-old spayed female that is from the rescue.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe that I should take him.
As long as you have a condition to, if it doesn't work, that you could get back.
Right, or at least take him and let him, see how they react to one another.
Yeah, that's that may not be the best tell response. If you go to someone's house, it might be difficult to know, but because that one incident's going to be kind of strange. But I think if you could get a time at home and give it a long weekend, you'll know pretty quickly whether, you're doing pretty well.
Okay.
All the best, Marilyn.
Okay.
We're so.
And then you just
want to
manage them very closely together. You're not going to let them have any real freedom yet, okay, until you're sure.
Right.
Okay.
Because with a puppy, that's just, then the puppy will have to be crated, and then I just think this one will cry because he'll want the puppy.
Well, that would be good if they want to get together. And, you can isolate them to an area where the puppy can't do much damage, and it might be the quickest way to get it kind of transitioned into your home.
Okay, that's
keep an open mind, and if you have any problems, call me or call your veterinarian. We'll try and guide you through.
Thank you, Marilyn. We're sorry. We're very sorry.
All right.
Bye, honey.
Dr. Doug, real quick, got an update on my puppies. They are litter mates. The two boys are little chihuahuas. They're 11 weeks old now. And I know that they're not supposed to have rational thinking skills or problem-solving skills. But the one, this Henry, he has found a way to climb through the gate and go up the stairs. And then, fortunately, he just stays there. But the other day, the other one, Jax, his brother, came into the kitchen where we were and was crying. And we're like, what is wrong? And then we went in, and he did a Lassie. He came to tell us that the other one was up the stairs in need of rescue.
Wow.
There you go. Chihuahuas.
That's very impressive.
Problems. He might have been hungry, but it seemed as though that's what he did.
Oh, wow.
We got time for one more. Let's go.
One more.
Mike, you're on with Dr. Doug.
Hey, Mike.
Hello. Yeah, hey, Dr. Doug.
How are you?
How are you? I got a pit bull. He's around 7.5, maybe 8 years old.
Okay.
And every once in a while, I'll feed him some peanuts, And he just loves them things. But someone had said that it was bad for dogs. Is that?
I usually some of them can some of the peanuts can actually irritate the tummy, or you could, you know, some people have talked about mold that you can get in the peanut shells and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't fed them that, and I them peanut butter. I haven't any problems, but I would say if you're not seeing any problems, just watch carefully. I don't know myself of any particular toxicity that would come from the peanut other than the potential for some kind of fungus, as I mentioned. So
okay.
I can do a little homework and try and make sure that I'm not missing something and then let you know.
So, all righty.
Or talk to your veterinarian and see if he wants to tell you not to. But the big problem is that anytime you feed him something out of the ordinary, it, you know, potentially is going to cause problems. So
right.
By adding something like that, then you're theoretically doing just that. But, yeah, call us up and we'll do a little homework for you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and I am AM.
Oh,
sorry.
That's
give him credit. That's my fault. Cut him off there.
Okay, well, children, thank you so much.
Dr. Doug, it always goes well and it always goes fast. Thank you so much. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, Clarkson
kids.
Wilson Veterinarian Center out on Clarkson Road in Chesterfield. He's got a website, clarksonwilsonvet.com. It's got all the stuff on there. And, of course, he's brought to you by LaClique Cab, your AM and the PM cab company.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, we are back. And one of my favorite people I get to talk to every week that I fill in is the great John Londoff Jr. from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. How are you, sir?
You know, this is rare. I've never been referred to as great on this program. So thanks a lot, Scott.
It will, I can assure you, will only happen when I fill in.
If it was, you know, reference to great, it would be something negative, like he's a great big, you know what, or he's got a great big nose, or
never.
You know, no, all positivity.
No, today. All positive. And can you feel it, sir? Can you feel it tonight?
Oh yeah.
Can you feel it?
Oh, perfect. Unbelievable.
Game one.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. My team plays
that's
at 6.
That's what I love.
Your team Evan plays at 8:30.
He asked Frank, how you doing? He pauses. He goes, hold on. Like, what's he holding on for, guys?
How could life be any better?
Well, I mean, when you're in the studio, I mean, with him, is he, like, checking himself out? How you doing, Frank? He goes, hold on.
Yeah, he does it once he over does just to make sure everything is all
little,
still there.
He does a little self-pat down.
Yeah. Hey, but the heck with him. Let's not talk about him. He's not even there right now.
Tonight, my friend, game one, St. Louis Blues hosting Chicago Blackhawks. How excited are you?
I'm pumped. I am pumped. You know, I had to call into the McGraw-Millhaven show, who obviously is another great fan of the Johnny Londoff leadership group here. And
he was sick today.
He was crying about the 8:30 start time. And he was just harping on it.
Yeah.
And then when you ever notice when he gets on an issue, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, you know, if that game was at 10 o'clock tonight, it would really be well because everyone would be about half lit, not 100% lit. So it's going to be exciting.
Imagine if the Chiron graphics were wrong. He'd really be.
Yeah, no. He'd
never hear the end of it.
That is his sore spot.
Oh. Yeah.
What's that?
That's an inside thing here.
But you got to be excited. It's playoff hockey. I mean, this is the greatest time of year for sports. You got opening day a couple weeks ago, Cardinals home opener on Monday. They're in full swing now. They're playing tonight. You got the Blues. But this is it.
Thank God the DeWitt family. I mean, could they be any classier? That organization was lucky enough to have lunch with Dan Farrell and his assistant, Gail Ruling, with the marketing team at the ballpark, and Dan's been a friend for a long time. I mean, they're just a class organization, the baseball club, and Tom Stillman and his group with the Blues, phenomenal. I mean, just, you know, the hell with the Rams. Who needs the Rams?
Nobody needs that.
You know,
mediocrity.
Let's just root for these Blues.
And
it's a great group. You know, hopefully they can make Hitchcock smile because the assistant coach, Kirk Muller, he pumps the guys up, I think. You know, Hitch is the old school man. He's a tough guy. Kirk is closer to the age. I mean, Kirk Muller, our assistant coach, he's played in 3 Stanley Cup finals. He's won 2 of 3. That's a pretty good percentage. Okay?
I remember when he played. Montreal, Dallas, did he win the Cups with those guys?
Yeah,
he
had a winning goal in overtime. And this wasn't a guy that sat on the bench in the third period or the overtime. He was out there as a you know, a first line guy or a second line guy. So, you know, I love all sports.
And let me give Blues fans, let's give Blues fans something to be really excited about, because the past is the past. I know that the Hawks have won 3 cups here recently. Blues have never won, but here's how good this Blues team is, even with all the injuries, and they've been very hurt, and they're all healthy. Number 3 in penalty killing. That's huge in the playoffs because special teams is a big deal. Number 6 in power play. They were number 3 in points and winning percentage. And while Patrick Kane looks like he's going to win the MVP, how about this Vladimir Tarasenko? With 40 goals? Say it, John. I'll have to pay you a copyright.
Me?
Yes.
There you go.
Ding.
That's the easy one.
There you go. And
but probably the last time we had a sniper like that would have been
Brett Hull.
Or maybe Pavel Dimitra some years.
But it's harder now to score these kinds of goals because the number one guy in goals was Ovechkin. He only got 50. And Kane, who's going to win this, only had 46 when you compare that to what Tarasenko did. And I know Panarin, the bread guy from Chicago, is a great rookie. But you know what? The Blues have a pretty good rookie on defense in this Colton Parenko. He's an amazing young player. I really like this team.
He's been in my office, and we talked about doing some business, and you talk about an unbelievably nice. I mean, all these hockey players are great guys. They're such nice guys. Not to take anything, our Cardinal Ball team is a hell of a – they're a great group too. But this kid, I mean, he's unbelievable. And he probably – I think he's our best defenseman for his age – and his vision and how he handles the puck and how he moves the puck up the ice and the wingspan. I mean, the guy's like a condor out there, okay? The last big power defenseman we had is a great friend of mine and just a phenomenal hockey player, Hall of Famer, Chris Pronger.
There you go. You know? That's exactly who he reminds me of.
And, you know, Parenko, you saw him drop the gloves a few nights ago, and this guy's got a hand on him like a bear. Paw, not a cub, a bear cub. I mean, a full, you know, brown bear. I mean, this guy's got a huge hand and neck, and he's just a big kid. I wouldn't want to mess with him.
Nope, led all rookies in plus minus, which is a really important thing. And the goal differential when you're at full strength with 18.
I just hope the coach gave 41. This kid Pertuzzo, he's tough. You got to have a tough guy. You know, but he might lack a little bit in some offensive skills. This playoff hockey, you need a tough, rugged defenseman that certain forwards are going, uh-oh, man, I got to meet that guy at the blue line. I know he's going to hit me. If I go into the corner, I'm going to feel it. And, you know, that's what the playoffs are all about. I mean, it's just it's a war.
And a very good goaltending tandem.
The biggest thing about this year with the Blues is – they all seem like they're on the same page, and they all seem like they're playing for each other. Where in years past, the teams that have gone into the playoffs, they've seemed like that, but not all the way. This team is all together, and they know. And we have great goaltending right now.
They do.
And we have two starters. So we
Jake
have
Allen is very good. And Brian Elliott, I don't know how many people know or follow it that closely. He leads the entire National Hockey League in save percentage. 930 is 93%. That's ridiculous. That includes 5-on-4s and 5-on-3s. That's a ridiculously good save percentage. So he leads the whole NHL in that, and Jake Allen is a 1A, and they have practically everything they need. You guys should all be excited about this team.
I'm excited, you know, and, you know, we've always bled blue here. There's a buddy of mine with Wells Fargo Dealer Services, Kevin Hoffman, and he's from Michigan. He's from outside the Detroit suburbs. 2 years ago, he walked into my office with a Red Wings jacket. Now, I know we're not in the same conference anymore, but we were for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there's only probably one team that I hate more than the Blackhawks, and that was the Red Wings. And, you know, back in the day, there were as many fights in the stands, but the Red Wings played the Blues on the ice. And the same with the old Blackhawks at the old arena. And you watch some of those classic hockey games. First of all, it's like, man, these guys are slow compared to the players today. But back then, you thought they were flying, which they were. These guys today, I mean, you go to the game and you see the speed. I mean, you almost get dizzy watching them fly around.
I don't know how they can get any faster than they do, and they keep getting faster. It's amazing to me.
It is, and I know full well. especially one playoff series in 2002 at 14th and Clark. Exactly how the Blues and Red Wings thing goes down. I learned my lesson. Always, if you're an opposing Blackhawk or Red Wing fan, hey, don't go in the rink. I know what they say. But if you get a ticket, lower bowl next to Dr. Doug and the other professionals. Because if you sit upstairs with the Sheet Metal Workers Union, you might not come out of that place by one piece.
Yeah, be careful.
Yes. All right, well, we don't have to worry about that till the Stanley Cup Final. The Red Wings won't make it because they're not nearly as good. John, we got to sell cars because as excited as you are about hockey, we got Chevy. I mean,
We've got some unbelievable deals,
yes.
As always, especially for the AM/PM crowd. Let's talk about a customer that I met last night, drove all the way from St. Peter's, James Nye, and he brought his adorable mother in, Elizabeth Rooney, and they bought a new 2016 Chevy Cruze, got a great deal, AM/PM, and he told his mom, he goes, hey, whenever it's time to buy a vehicle, we're going to Johnny Londoff, because Frank makes fun of him all the time. I feel sorry for poor Johnny, so we're going there because they seem like they have a nice kind of a camaraderie going, and James, yes, we do. I just sit here and take it, and Frank dishes it out. And then guess what? Every month I get an invoice, and I pay for it. It's unbelievable. But you know what? It's probably, no doubt, the number one source for us as far as marketing and advertising. And it's because of the love that people have for this program and the show and just what a great job you guys all do. And Scott, you do an awesome job filling in for Frank. And, heck, you're nice to me. I really like that. So, hey, James and I and Elizabeth Rooney, thank you so much. Drive safe and enjoy that new Chevy Cruze. Now, we've got many, many vehicles, 15% of MSRP we're taking off the price. Some of our Chevy Cruzes, 20% of MSRP. So we're getting Chevy Cruze prices down to $15,900. Some are $15,500 with a $1,000 trade assist. I'm going to talk about a couple of Camaros that we have that are these high performance. At one time we had 10, we're down to 2. 7.0-liter V8, 505 horsepower, 6-speed manual transmission. This car, this Camaro is unbelievable. I'm so glad that they didn't make a car like this back when I was 17 or 18. I probably wouldn't be here because I hate to admit this, but I used to drive really fast.
No.
In fact, one time I used to mess with my dad, and he used to say, I'd really like to be and try to do a race car driving. And he just laughed and said, go wash another car, which is what I have to do. So these 2015 Camaro Z28s, there's very few left in the area. These are a collectible, and we've got the price marked down to $58,880. MSRP, $75,000. $75,000 sticker price,
wow.
And with 15% rebate and some additional Londoff love, $58,880. We have two in stock. Now, one is black, and one is red hot. How about that color? That's the actual name of the color, red hot. So these 2015 Z28s are looking for a good home. This is an unbelievable price. These vehicles will be worth more than this $58,880 in 5 years, okay, if you kept the miles great and you keep it in great shape. So two unbelievable deals on these Camaros. And then we got a couple of one-ton work trucks. These are long wheelbase, double cab, one-ton, 2015, again, 3500 HD, long bed work trucks, automatic air, some loaded equipment, and we got the price marked down to $29,990. MSRP on that is almost $38,995, $29,990. There's two in stock. These are unbelievable work trucks, great deals, and of course, if you get a trade-in, we'll take more off the price with your trade-in. We need trades, so give us a call. That's just a little bit of an example. $58,880 on those Camaros with a $75,000 sticker price. I must be crazy.
Oh, you must be.
You are crazy, John.
I swear I've not been drinking. You know, it's only Wednesday. So I might have to have a couple of beers at the game tonight. But until we get down there, drive safe. But everybody, again, give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. 247-365 at Londoff.com. If you want to talk to me personally, 314-595-6565.
And always at the I-270, the Washington Elizabeth exit in Florissant. They've been there for 60 years, John?
I've been here since 1960.
And they're doing everybody right. And it's a place where you go, and it's a fun process because you're getting something that's valuable, you're getting a great deal, and you're getting treated right. And it's been, this is, you know, the third generation now. Because those kids aren't going to the game tonight. They're working. Right?
They're working. They are. John Lunup the third, you know what he said to me? He goes, I'm too nervous to go to the game.
Hey, you weren't going anyway.
You know, I'll watch it on TV a little bit, and I'll watch it online. But he goes, his brother Sam, so John's our new car manager, and Sam's our truck manager. And we got a lot of great people here. Those two, I love just a little bit more than everybody else here. I hope you understand. I'm very, very proud of them.
We do. And it's the way it's supposed to be. All right. John Lunup, Jr., thank you so much. Good luck to your Blues tonight. And everybody go out there and get your vehicle from Johnny Lunup Chevrolet.
Come and see us, Sam, in the PM crowd. We love you.
There you go. Johnny Lunup, everybody.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye. Great is that, talking to him about sports. We almost forgot to sell the cars. Mm. Come on to sell cars.
Sometimes.
Start talking to him about Colton Parenko's hands. And the next thing you know, boom, it's an hour. It's gone. But
sometimes we don't sell cars when we have them on.
Is that right?
Yeah. He just gives out a phone number, and we just go off on a tangent sometimes. He and Frank will go off on a tangent, and then he doesn't even – he barely talks about a car.
Somebody goes on a tangent on this show?
Yeah.
That happens?
It's hard to believe. It's hard
to
believe.
Ian won't permit it.
No.
All right. No tangents here. Little meep trap.
Hi, it's Frank. Sometimes I think that in the almost 24 years, I think it is, that American Equity has been part of the show, sometimes I think that we just keep saying the same thing. But you know what? They really do a couple of things. They don't do everything. They're not in the appliance business. They're in the lending business. They loan you money. So hopefully what will happen is after you hear what sometimes maybe seems to be the same message over and over and over, it'll sink in. And then one day when you need a mortgage, you'll know who to call, American Equity Mortgage. And you'll know the number, 314-878-9999. Or maybe one day, let's say you're already a homeowner, and then one day you realize you need some money you don't have. You need to borrow money. And there are a lot of people who are more than happy to loan you money. You ever notice that? All these lending places and bring us your paycheck and your car title and whatever. Forget that. A lot of places will loan you money. But the people who are usually quickest to do it are the ones who want to hold you up, rob you, want to charge you a hellacious interest. If you're a homeowner, you do not have to do that. You can borrow money the smart way at today's ridiculous low mortgage rates. American Equity will walk you through it. You'd be amazed at how easy it is. One of the great perks of being a homeowner. Talk to them. Ask them about bill consolidation loans and home equity loans. Here's their number. I happen to have it. 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download their STL Taxi app for your phone. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Great.
Good.
Awesome.
Right.
Good, great,
that.
Awesome.
Can I go now?
Yes, go ahead.
Can I start? Okay.
Please go.
New research shows that China now has a bigger middle class than America. Isn't that sad? Man, more people in China are living what we would call the American dream. That's how you know things are bad, when even the American dream is now made in China.
Yeah.
And
premature.
And tonight, this is sad. Kobe Bryant will play his last NBA game tonight. Last NBA game ever for Kobe Bryant. Kobe's going to pass the torch, and I'm just kidding. He doesn't pass anything. Can't bring himself to do that. And finally, I don't know what Dan's laughing at. I don't think it's me, but thank you.
No, I am. You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, nearly 40,000 Verizon workers are on strike right now. You probably saw it in the news tonight. This will be the first time in the history picket signs read, "Can you hear me now?" Can you hear me now?
That's good.
Can you hear me now? The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Bill.
See ya.
That's hour two. We'll have hour three after news and spots. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. I love this song.
Why don't you marry it?
Yeah. I already divorced it. And now it's got half my stuff. Oh, what is life? I'm Scott Sherman. I'm in for Frank. Welcome to all of you just joining us after work. This is a large morning show in the afternoon. That's Dan Strauss, who you heard cajoling me about marital things.
Cajoling?
Yeah. Tweaking
Whoa.
Me.
Wow. Cajoling.
Giving me the business. Ian Geis, Ian the Pian, hello, are you?
Very good, thank you.
Very good, and George Harrison, who once was sued in the longest-running copyright infringement case of all time. We talked a little earlier in the show about the Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven versus, I forget, what is
Spirit.
It? Spirit, thank you, Taurus lawsuit that looks like it's going to a jury. George Harrison, in trial, said finally after, this one went on like almost the entire 1970s, that the song by the Chiffons, He's So Fine, and his song,
My Sweet Lord,
were similar because he, quote, unconsciously copyrighted it, or copied it.
I unconsciously copyrighted it.
Oh, see, that
that's exactly how we have audio from the trial. I didn't know we had that.
Oh, yeah.
So I think the Maharishi plus a lot of weed got George to say that. And in the end, I believe George Harrison ended up buying the record company that owned the copyright material of the Chiffons' He's So Fine. So he never really had to pay any damages. He just bought the company, like Victor Kiam did with the razor thing. Yeah. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I got sued so much, I bought the company.
They both sound alike.
They sound exactly alike. Victor, and George Harrison sounded like this.
Yeah. I liked it so much, I bought the company.
There's Bob Dylan buying the company. Yeah.
I got sued so much, I bought the company.
Bob Dylan again buying the company.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob Dylan. The brain, you know, it's a fascinating thing. And one of the, I think, saddest things that happens to people is when they have a spinal cord injury and then they become paralyzed because the things that the brain are still working and trying to tell the body what to do, they get shut off. Well, listen to this. In Dublin, Ohio, which is not far from Columbus, Ohio, where Ohio State is, the school that I can't stand, but researchers there at the Ohio State University have been involved in a study where one of their students, one of their, I don't know what you call persons involved in the study, they're guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Yes. Ian Burkhart. Ian.
Oh, hey.
Ian the Peon Burkhart of Dublin, Ohio, who has been paralyzed since he was in a surf accident where he dove into the water and was paralyzed by a sandbar, can now move his right hand, controlling it with signals from an electronic sensor that have been implanted into his brain.
Wow.
This is unbelievable. He can grasp a bottle, pour its contents into a jar, pick up a stick, and stir the liquid. He can also grab a credit card and swipe it through a reader and move individual fingers and hold a toothbrush. Before this sensors, he couldn't do any of this, and he was paralyzed from the mid-chest down.
Wow, so he was more or less a quadriplegic. He had no use of his arms or hands and legs and everything.
That seems like exactly right. Steve Light, who I had the good fortune of interviewing when I had that show they got rid of, who Greg and Steve, they have a show on Saturday. He was paralyzed in a diving accident when he was a college freshman.
He told us about that. He went to school with Tim Weiland. He and Tim Weiland know each other. And
he's a really cool guy.
Yeah.
And he does amazing things with his disability. But this seems like, even though it's Ohio State, so I'm not sure this is legitimate, it seems as though this is a real breakthrough. Ali Rezai, who's the study author and neurosurgeon at Ohio State, said that before this implant, that Burkhart had a slight tingling or buzz. No, he now feels a slight tingling or buzz, had little sensation in his arm before the implant. So it looks as though that it maybe not a cure for paralysis, but some treatment in paralysis.
It's amazing that they can go into the brain and figure out what part of the brain controls and where to put those electronic diodes or whatever they're putting in there to make an arm move or to make your leg move or anything move like that.
Amazing. Yes. Lee Miller of Northwestern University, a much more legitimate school, by the way, than Ohio State, also in the Big Ten, had done similar research in monkeys. Now, he's probably jealous now. Well, oh, so my research with monkeys doesn't count? Said that this is an important step towards the development of a tool for helping patients with serious spinal cord injuries and paralysis. Ooh. So, albeit the source of the research may be suspect, no, it's fine.
You just don't like Ohio State.
I hate them.
Because you went to Michigan.
That's right.
Correct.
Oh,
so
yeah, I forgot to
Michigan
tell
and Ohio State hate each other.
We're like the Cardinals and the Cubs and the Blackhawks and the Blues and the Red Wings. It's a rivalry.
But it's also, it's Ohio State, all the sports teams.
Yes.
The sports teams from Michigan. But the research, you don't need to hate the research.
No, I love the research. I hate the people that do it.
Because they're from Ohio State.
Yes, it's
okay.
A lifelong thing.
Gotcha.
There's nothing I can do about it. One of the reasons, of course, is...
Yeah, I couldn't stand St. Charles Community College when I was going to Flow Valley.
This is the same
very
thing.
Very similar.
I was trying to find an analogy that would be befitting of that. Speaking of research, you guys know who Sean Parker is?
Yes, he was the Napster guy, also an early investor in Facebook.
And when Ian says was, he's dead.
No.
I'm kidding. He's still alive. But that's exactly right.
He was played by who in the Facebook movie?
He was played by Justin Timberlake. He was especially douchey in that.
Yes.
Very, very much so. But here's something that's not douchey at all. Sean Parker has created recently something called the Parker Institute for Cancer Immunotherapy. He's funding this with $250 million of his own money. The idea is for cancer researchers to collaborate from all different kinds of research companies and organizations. Ohio State's probably excluded. But in the past, what's happened is that the research has gone to big pharmaceutical companies who... don't get me started on what they've done the last 20 years, then hoarded all of these patents in order to make them valuable enough to then license them, but wasting time when they could have been brought to market sooner. Certainly they have the right to own the patents, but they were hoarding a lot of the very important drugs for cancer testing and cancer treatment, and now this idea is to collaborate all of these organizations. So far on board, there are about 300 scientists at institutes like Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, Stanford, UCLA, UC San Francisco, Penn, and the University of Texas Anderson Cancer Center who have signed on to be a part of this Parker Institute for Cancer, let's say it, collaborative, in order to try and find cures and treatments that can be brought to market quicker. That's what you do when you get billions of dollars. You don't need to buy a 300-foot yacht and drive around with strippers, which is what most of the Russian guys do.
And that's good.
That's a very good thing. So congratulations to Sean Parker, and let's hope that that also is a help. We all want to live longer, right?
Absolutely.
Right, Dan?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Now, this is going to come as a real shock.
As long as we have the same bodies that we have now, if we're getting around real slow and everything, you know.
Speak for yourself. I'd like a new one. who lives longer, wealthy people or poor people?
Oh, I've heard this. I know this.
The answer?
Wealthy people.
Ian?
Yes.
That is correct. Wealthy people live longer. But how much longer do they live? There has been a study by Stanford University economics professor Raj Chetty. Listen to this. This sounds more incredible than the results. He and his colleagues analyzed more than a billion tax records between 1999 and 2014. Imagine all those interns and how many hours they had to put in, along with government records of 7 million deaths. Here are the results. Men in the top 1% of income live 10 years longer than men in the lowest 1% of income. Women, the gap was 10 years. So rich people live almost a generation longer than poor people. But as you get into larger cities, that gap isn't really as big as these numbers say. For instance, in New York City, how long, guys, do you think that a poor person, somebody in that bottom 1% income bracket, would live? You life expectancy.
What age?
What age are they?
71.
Yeah, I'll say 74.
Actually, it's 80 years old.
Wow.
Now, top 1%, say a guy running for president that lives in Manhattan. How old would he live?
85.
Yeah, 89.
87, right in the middle. So a seven-year difference, that's about half of what it is for people that don't live, that disparity, that they don't live in a major metropolitan city. So if you can't get rich, move to the big city.
Right.
Because it seems as though
medical care will be better.
You live longer. Now, my old hometown of Detroit, the same 1%, you'd think maybe the people in Manhattan would be really have great doctors, and they'd have all this access to this great medical care, about the same age, 86 years old. Detroit and St. Louis are about, you know, similar cities. So,
oh, I thought with Detroit, I thought it would be more like 71 because they would probably get robbed and then shot.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Poor only lived to be 72 in Detroit, a much bigger gap somewhere in the neighborhood of 14 years. So there's a lot of life. So here's the idea. Get wealthy or move to a big city,
mm-hmm.
and not the inner city, but the outskirts of the city. So, again, not a huge surprise, but interesting, and a billion tax returns. Ian, you got a story about Ted Cruz. I know we don't do a lot of politics on the show. It's not a political
story. No, we
story.
Don't. But, yes, we heard today in the news that back in 2004, Ted was defending a ruling in Texas that was finding sex toys being sold not protected by the Constitution.
Ah, and that's related to a story that's in the news today.
Yes.
Wait, sex toys are protected by the Constitution?
He was arguing that they were not, that sex toys were not part of a constitutionally protected, I guess, freedom to pursue happiness privacy.
So they should not have been able to be sold. But they are being sold.
Yes, they are.
And
thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness for everyone.
I had a client to use them.
Although
that
we talked yesterday about how any woman that is using one of those...
it's going to hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Satan was grabbing a hold of them by their use. But yes, this is an odd twist on this story. This woman in Florida, Chow Gao.
Imagine a Florida story involving sex toys and some kind of illegal activity. Shocking.
Chow Gao is a woman.
Chow
Gao.
Yes.
Not married to Bubba the Love Sponge.
She was arrested back in February for assault charges on her husband. Her husband, Joshua Sinclair, was left with bruises and scratches on his face. And in the probable cause affidavit, the police reported that Gao discovered a sex toy when the couple was moving. And so...
from her husband?
Yeah, the husband told investigators that Gao attacked him upon learning that the sex toy she found was actually for me to use.
Oh!
Yes.
So Chow Gao was supposed to use this toy
on her husband.
The husband was hiding this from his wife. He was using it in his own private time.
He was using it on him, for his own personal needs.
Yes.
He was The hammer so didn't drive the nails.
She found it while they were moving, so she was not happy. So they were driving in a car at the time, and she began to beat and slap and pinch his face with her hand repeatedly.
While he's driving?
It doesn't say who was driving. The 30-minute attack ended, the husband said, when they arrived at their new home. So,
I'm just assuming that he's driving. Why would Chow Gow or anyone want to beat the crap out of a person that's driving a car with them in it, with the chance of maybe having an accident?
That's a very good point. If you are going to beat your spouse when you find them cheating on you with a sex toy, do it at home. The public could be injured by that.
Or if you're parked at a stoplight or something like that.
Exactly. Pull over and beat your
spouse. So maybe Scott can help us here with this next part. It says Sinclair gave cops a written statement detailing the battery, and he signed a waiver of prosecution the following day. That means he didn't want to press charges on her.
That's exactly what they say. Sometimes people will say, I'm not pressing charges, and there's no such thing because it's up to the prosecutors or the state's attorneys, as they have in Florida and Illinois, to decide that. But
you can sign a waiver of
an uncooperating victim witness, you really have no case. And isn't the punishment the story that the man uses?
Yes, but it said prosecutors subsequently.
A sex toy on himself.
Yes. Prosecutors filed a notice that they would not be pursuing a battery charge against Gow.
Which brings us to Ted Cruz.
Well, my guess would be that this guy decided not to do that because Chow Gow became Chow Gal later on.
Look at there.
Later on that evening or that morning.
And there's
morning.
Only one punchline in that
joke.
So back to Ted Cruz. He's not involved in anything like that. But by saying that these sex toys do not have a constitutional right, or that the use of such personal, interpersonal stimulation device is not constitutionally protected, brings out a tweet by his former college roommate, Craig Mazin, who roommated with Ted at Princeton University, said that the Texas senator may be a little bit of a hypocrite on this issue of not holding up on these sex toys. He said this in a tweet. Ted Cruz thinks people don't have a right to, quote, stimulate their genitals. I was his college roommate. This would be a new belief of his.
Oh, man. Wow. I don't think I'd want my college roommate knowing any of that. All right, let's get a check on traffic with a guy that stimulates his genitals by flying in the plane looking at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Vibration of the plane just gets me rocked.
There you go. Turbulence. Hurry, turbulence.
Do I have a constitutional right to do that?
Yes, you do.
Hi, everybody. It's Frank. I want to thank all of you who have let Joe Calmer and his wife and his staff know that you've heard about them through the show and that you're AM and the PM. And one of those advertisers where, you know, I'm not able to say, hey, go out this week and utilize the services of Calmer Memorial Services with a K or American Cremation in St. Louis, because you're not going to need their services until somebody in the family passes away. A lot of baby boomers who listen. Our parents are older. What I would suggest to you is this. You go to the websites, and I'm going to tell you how to get to them, one for the Illinois folks, one for the Missouri folks. Get familiar with what they do and how they do it. And then sort of already have it in the back of your mind that when that time comes, you already know who to call, whether you want a traditional funeral or what they do most of, which is cremation. And if you want the cremation done in a way where you want an inexpensive urn or beautiful wooden box and you want to take the ashes different places, you can do that. You want a really nice urn, they can do that too. They can do anything. What they don't do is maintain a lot of overhead with a fleet of limos and hearses and a great big building or two or three with chandeliers and visitation rooms. They don't need all that. Because the people who go to Calmer Memorial Services, with a K, in Illinois, and American Cremation in St. Louis, they're looking for one thing. Affordability and dignity. Everybody wants to show that departed one dignity. And they're real good at that. And it's personalized services. They own their own facilities. They don't subcontract anything. You're going to be taken by the hand and walk through the whole process. I think you're really going to appreciate what they do, the way they do it, and the affordability. That's become so important to so many people, which is why cremation is now such a big deal. K-A-L-M-E-R, Kalmer Memorial Services in Illinois, and American Cremation in St. Louis. Go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. You'll find the links to both. There'll be one that says, if death occurs in Missouri, click here. If it occurs in Illinois, click here. I wouldn't wait until that time. I'd go take a look at it now. So when the time comes, you eliminate the family bickering, the indecision, oh my goodness, what would we do? It's already been decided. It's already been decided that you want affordability, you want dignity, you want Kalmer Memorial or American Cremation. Once again, frankopinion.com. Just click on sponsors.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market brings us our next regular guest. You know him, you love him. From Southern California. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike Evans. And he's in his pre-show interview with Mr. Strauss. Here he is.
Yeah.
He got a new phone, so he's testing something, and I can't hear him, so he's coming to us in just a second here.
Absolutely. Let me give you a chance to tell you about Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market. In the Chesterfield Valley, not only will you not find a better meal in that part of this town, you won't find a better meal in this or any town. And now, from Southern California,
there you go.
Here's our pal, you know him, you love him, Mr. Mike Evans.
All right.
Give it up.
He got a new phone, and he was doing some testing and some other things.
Does it sound okay?
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the big star. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Let's do this. Pop quiz question. Name the name of Hollywood's best roller skater. Puff Daddy, Chris Brown, Eminem, Kanye West. Answer in a minute. Here is a few love nuggets, not really late-breaking news, but I thought everybody should know the Kardashians have no shame. They can't keep their private business private. First, Khloe bragging that she lost her virginity when she was 15. Nice. And not to be outdone, her sister, Kim Kardashian, bragging that she is a member of the Mile High Club.
Gross.
By the way, for the record, Mile High Club is overrated and very uncomfortable.
Oh,
yes. I would imagine.
You're
unless
member?
You're on a private jet, I would
I'm
think.
Just that's what I heard. Mm-hmm.
Hey, is everyone in Colorado and in Denver a member of the Mile High Club?
I guess so, since they're Mile.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I would be.
Pete, on your report.
I would be, sorry. Oh, man. Odds and ends, the MDA reached out to Jerry Lewis to return for with host the Labor Day Telethon one more time since they've lost money every year since they fired him. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Jerry, 90 years old, wheelchair bound, pass. He's not going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't believe for a minute that Fox News, Megyn Kelly, saying that this whole riff with Donald Trump has made her cry. I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that. Do you believe that?
No.
I don't know. No.
American Idol is over. Record sales, concert goers, everything combined. Carrie Underwood was the most successful American Idol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yesterday did I talk about Vince Scully?
Yeah, yes. With going out on the mound and doing the first pitch.
With Don Newcomb?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. New York Post headline, the feds are investigating highly placed New York City cops of embezzling money and taking kickbacks, including Super Bowl tickets, for years.
Whoa.
New York Post headline screams, feds eye a kick in the brass. Thank you. We'll be here all week. Date in history, on April 13th, 1964, the first black actor won an Academy Award, and it was for Best Actor, Sidney Poitier, and his portrayal in Lilies of the Field.
Mm-hmm.
And finally.
No.
And finally, honey, I got to tell you it's all the right way here, honey. Hold on a second. I'm going to finish off this. Hold on a second.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Man.
Nice.
We got this French Pinot that I opened yesterday. I let it breathe for a day, and wow, is it good today.
Ooh.
Holy smoke. How's this phone working?
It's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Name the name of the Hollywood's best roller skater, Puff Daddy, Chris Brown, Eminem, Kanye West.
Oh, I'm going to go Eminem.
I'll say Chris Brown.
I'm going to say Eminem.
Everybody gave their answer?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Who? What? We'll give it to them again.
Eminem.
Chris Brown and Eminem.
Eminem.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slut.
Kanye?
Kanye West.
Oh.
I'm going to give it up, Hollywood tape.
There you go. And Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, and another reason to hate Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There aren't 1,000 other ones. Oh, that Mile High Club one in there, too.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Jeez.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. Thank you. It seems like it went by so fast today.
It did go by fast.
Why don't we do it again tomorrow?
Sounds good.
All right.
I'll see you at 3. Thanks, everybody.
All right. And we're going to get a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Tell Scott this did go fast. All of a sudden I hear the beep beep, and it's like, wait a minute, I can't be on already.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to listen to.
Hey,
so,
let's do this tomorrow, Scott. Tim.
Right?
We'll do this again tomorrow, huh?
Yeah. Hey, does Scott still have his headphones on?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So did you see your Michigan? I don't even know who that was in the Michigan jet that I sent you, but they were parked over at the airport for a while.
That was cool. Tim showed me a picture of Lear jets worth about $10 million, decked out in Michigan stuff, obviously running and rubbing it in my face that I will never own such a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I wasn't rubbing it in your face.
No.
It was a feel-good picture.
It was
like,
very
hey,
cool.
This makes you think of home.
It does. Thank you so much for doing that. That was very cool.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on.
This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Saying a final goodbye to Joe Garagiola, how the former Cardinal and Hall of Fame broadcaster was remembered today.
The Blues are ready for Game 1 against the Blackhawks. We're live at Scott Trade Center with a preview of the matchup.
And two separate hit-and-run accidents leave two pedestrians dead. We'll have the latest on both investigations. And first on Fox 2 News at 6, family and friends gathered this morning in South St. Louis to say goodbye to legendary broadcaster Joe Garagiola, who grew up on the hill in St. Louis.
Fox 2's Paul Shankman was at the funeral mass. He joins us live with how Garagiola is being remembered in his hometown. Paul?
Yeah, we are at St. Ambrose Catholic Church on the hill. It is where Joe Garagiola was baptized and where today he was eulogized by his family. There were lots of Garagiolas in the pews today.